What you're about to hear is part of the Podgods Network. If you have a problem with anything you hear, please write it in an email and go fuck yourself. Enjoy the show!
Another pointless episode to record.
Welcome to the Barker Podcast Collection. Please choose your podcast. Thank you. You have chosen the Oddcast Podcast UK. Initiate podcast. Enjoy the show.
Welcome to episode 93 of the Oddcast Podcast UK.
Welcome.
The podcast I'll be listening to, part of the Barker Podcast Collection and the Podgods Network. I am Adam. With me today is...
Billy!
Billy from It's Not Soccer Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
How you doing, Bill?
How'd you do?
What are you doing here?
Not much. Recorded. We're doing some recording shit.
Roped you in.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, Bill, I need you to help me record something.
I'm tied up. If anyone's listening to this podcast, please send help.
Tough shit. You're fucked. So, yeah, welcome to the podcast, episode 93. Me and Billy are not going to be here for long because what I had planned, which I teased you in 91, after you heard the Pod Goddammit special, where we just played all the best Pod Goddammits from the Oddcast podcast. We're going to do another one today. But I just thought I'd get Billy in because me and Billy have been doing some recording anyway.
Yeah.
So I thought, why not get Bill in from It's Not Soccer?
Yep.
Which, if no one's heard, you go and listen to it. It's funny shit. Half hour pure gold.
Pure podcasting.
Mm-hmm. Something like that.
Yeah, so yeah.
We're trying to sell it that way.
Yeah, that's working.
Could work.
Maybe.
But yeah, you can't see there's no Will, no Ash.
They're not here though.
No, they're having a little break. But they'll be back next episode, next 94. Episode. And 94, we are leading all the way into 100 on the home stretch, Bill.
That's where we
100 episodes.
100 episodes.
Can you believe it? I'm still doing this. When we started with our little tiny webcam, because Billy, if no one knows, Billy was the original co-host of it, Oddcast podcast, as well as the fact that Billy know and all that shit.
Didn't know if I called me.
And we've come a long way. Mm-hmm. We've come a long, long way. No, not really. You stopped after 20.
Yeah, I jumped ship, man. I thought while everything sort of hit a peak, I was like, you know what?
I'm happy to leave that there now.
I'm happy to leave that there.
Yeah.
But didn't work. That was just after the, what one did we do? Jobcast.
You did, yeah. That was probably one of the best sounding ones as well.
Yeah, it was off your phone.
It was off our phone. So, but audio improved. Obviously, maybe this one might sound a little bit bad because you can hear my dogs walking around with their tappy feet. But today's going to be another special. It's not going to be me and Billy. Billy's only here just to plug It's Not Soccer.
Yeah, I'm only filling gaps.
If you listen to a very special episode 92, which we recorded, was the special review of White Collar Hooligan 2.
Yep.
Go back and listen to that. It's the one before this one. But this one today kind of segues from White Collar Hooligan 2 with one of its stars and the voice of the Oddcast podcast, Rita Ramnani.
What?
The entire episode you're going to hear now is all of her, Rita Ramnani's, really random rambling reviews, which we used.
You just said that in one take.
I know. Good.
Well, man. You've done really well.
Saying it a lot. Because I come up with it.
Yeah.
And it's all the ones she did from all the episodes. I think it's about 9. So you're going to hear them all.
Yeah.
They're all funny. You're going to hear our reaction to them. So you're going to hear Will and Ash trying to attempt to decipher what film she is reviewing in a rambling way. And if you've heard them before, apologies, but this is for people who haven't heard them before, and it saves them going back and listening to the other episodes.
Yeah, just going to cram it all into one.
Cram it all into special because we're being lazy and we've got things planned that we need to bit of a break, so we're just sort of shoehorning these in. I've managed to get 3 episodes out by not doing hardly anything. It's brilliant.
Doing fuck all.
It's great. This is what podcasts do.
It's like using leftovers and putting them in the freezer.
That's what I'm doing. This is the leftover podcast. Yeah. This is it. This is the final bit of the pizza from last night.
Yep. We've got to warm it up in the microwave.
Next week is a brand new pizza.
Mm-hmm.
So tonight is the last slice of cold pizza.
Yep. Oh, cold pizza is good normally the best pizza.
Good analogy, Bill. Yeah. Slice of Coke. Not slice of Coke. Glass of Coke and a slice of pizza.
Yeah.
You got a slice of Coke that's getting a bit like slice Scarface. Of Coke and a glass of pizza. I got a slice of Coke. Hoo-ah!
Give me that glass of pizza.
Glass of pizza. But yeah, we went on this really, really random rambling reviews. It's some really funny ones there. Mm. And the sound quality may differ from some of them because obviously we all know the sound quality from months back is not as good as it is now.
Oh no!
Because improvements have been made,
mm-hmm.
But still, enjoy them. They're very quick. If you don't like one of them, the next one will come along. It's like a sketch show of the same thing. Oh, it's like a Groundhog Day special. It's the same sort of thing over and over again.
Just repeating yourself, man.
I am. So I'm Adam, and Billy. Say hello, Bill.
Hello, Bill.
We'll be back at the end, and Billy's going to tell you a nice little story about the It's Not Soccer podcast to make you go and listen. So enjoy the rest of the show.
I'm not.
The Oddcast Podcast UK. The podcast that makes you want to charge Adam Barker for the time you spent listening to it.
What the? No, cut! I've been teasing you guys for the last couple of episodes about a brand new segment featuring our favourite actress, friend actress, Rita Ramnani.
I've been teasing you about your premature ejaculation problem, so it's all
Rita Ramnani's now got her own little segment for us.
Part of the squad.
Yeah. So, should we just get into it? Should I let her introduce it?
Yeah. Do it.
Yeah? Okay, here we go. We've got a brand new segment. So, yeah, take it away, Rita.
It's me, Rita Ramnani, and it's time for a brand new segment, Rita Ramnani's Really Random Rambling Reviews. With me, Rita Ramnani, obviously. Okay, so the aim of the game is for me to discuss a film I have recently watched and for you to guess what it is. So here we go.
Okay, so does everybody understand what she was saying?
Yes,
yes.
Right, okay, so the name of the segment is Rita Ramnani's Really Random Rambling Reviews.
I like it.
Yeah, okay.
I like it. Works.
And the idea of the game?
Did you come up with the name purely based on the fact that her name was already alliterative?
Yes, that's how I work. And
you sat there and you think, cha, alliteration.
I never went, cha.
You just went, alliteration, it's what I like.
That's
he
it.
Went,
he
what's that
word?
That's what it is.
So yeah, so what she's going to do, she's going to, in a minute, she's going to describe a movie to you in a really random, rambling way.
So, alliteration, is that a Chinese person that's been thrown away?
Alliterate. And then what you guys have got to do, is you've got to try and guess what movie she's actually talking about. It's as simple as that.
Cool.
So it's not difficult, but
it's the first one because it's a Batman film.
Because it's really, really random and rambling, it could be hard.
It's going to be Batman, isn't it?
Okay.
Right, you're absolutely right.
Is everybody ready?
It's going to be Batman.
Yep. Everybody ready? You're going to guess already, isn't it? You ready?
Yeah, it's Batman.
Okay, here we go. Take it away.
Okay, so this film is from the 80s and involves lots and lots of death stuff in it. Lots of ghostly goings on and some random bits with giant worms. I mean, massive worms. Not the sort of worms that you find in your garden. Although once my friend Helen had the biggest worm in her kitchen ever. Seriously, it was like the size of a house. Well, not a house. Perhaps a small bungalow. Well, obviously I'm exaggerating, but you get what I mean. It was big. Anyway, back to the film. I remember there being lots of random ghostly figures, including a woman in half and a guy with an extremely tiny head. The film, if I'm not mistaken, is actually Adam's favourite film of all time. And believe it or not, it's not Batman. Although there is a Batman link in there somewhere. Sums Adam up, really. It's all about Batman. And he even managed to get this podcast back to Batman without actually saying anything. So what film is it?
Okay, so how did you like that?
Was it Debbie Does Dallas?
Debbie Does Dallas, well, my favourite film.
Well, because it's got lots of worms in it.
And yeah. They're more like trouser snakes.
And worm.
Well, what's the Batman link?
She was once in Batman.
Didn't she get done by a librarian who'd probably read Batman?
That's really surreal. She got hit over the head with the book.
One of the people that she shagged went on to become a crime and got beaten up by Batman. I don't know.
Yeah.
Got beaten up by Batman.
He was a wobbler.
You can't punch me in the face. I've shagged Debbie.
So yeah. So what did she say?
She got said, punched by him.
Lots of ghostly goings on. Lots of big worms.
Yeah. Well, the trouble is, worms made me think Tremors, but ghostly goings on. Yeah. Right it out.
It was the Adam's favourite film that gave me a big hint, and then the little link back into, but there is a link into Batman, with, I think, the lead character, might have actually been Batman.
Okay. Right, yeah, possibly. Okay, I see where you're coming from.
Yeah?
Possibly, yeah.
So she rambled on about big worms in her friend Helen's garden, which is the size of a house, not really a house, maybe a bungalow. So,
That bit kind of confuses me.
Yeah, yes. Does it really? Because it's rambly. It's random.
Yes, that was very random, and I sort of chose to ignore that.
So much like listening. Well, that's the thing.
What bits do you ignore? What bits do you take on board? Yeah. Who knows?
Adam's favourite film, it has a link to Batman, and there are some worms and a person with a small head.
Caddyshack.
Who's got a small head in that? That was gophers.
Rodney Dangerfield.
That was gophers, not worms.
Yeah, but you say it was gophers, but that's what the worms will have you believe.
So, yeah, how's everyone going on? Do you want to all guess?
Candy?
Well, you've already got one in mind, and I think you might have got it. That's my favourite film. I'll go with you first, Will.
I'm going with Beetlejuice.
You're going with Beetlejuice. What about
you? I was
going
to go with that as well.
Beetlejuice?
That was the one I had in mind.
Okay, let's see.
Scary, we've all thought of it three times. Is he going to appear?
Right, let's see. Let's see whether that's right.
Today's film is Tim Burton's Beetlejuice, and it keeps getting funnier every single time I see it.
So yeah, you're all right. Beetlejuice, there you go.
Yeah, that
Tim
was good
Burton's
film.
Beetlejuice.
I like that.
Yeah. So what did you get it on?
I got it on the fact that there was a link. I remember worms. Mainly it was actually the small head.
Okay.
Because I remember the guy that had
we
the
all like head. A little head.
Yeah. I've always said we all like a little head, like as in Will.
Will yes. like a little head.
Will likes a little head.
But it was also the fact that it was your favourite film. There is a link to Batman in there, which is obviously Michael Keaton.
Michael Keaton went on to play Batman after Beetlejuice.
And but I still don't get the house and bungalow.
That's the randomness of the rambling review. Mm. So there you go. Rita Ramnani's really random rambling reviews.
Well played, Rita.
The Oddcast Podcast UK, a show what once caused several people to die of boredom.
What? No, cut.
Right.
Sorry, I thought I'd tell Ash off for making a random noise and therefore make one myself.
It's time for Rita to appear on the podcast.
Go, Rita. Go, Rita. Ho, ho, ho.
Hello.
Okay, so should we have some Rita Ramnani's really random? See, I shouldn't be drinking. Let's start that again.
Can you say that properly?
Please. Rita Ramnani's really random reviews.
A little bit of Rita.
I must say.
Here we go. Here is today's Rita Ramnani's really random reviews.
Hello, it's me again, Rita Ramnani, and it's time for some more Rita Ramnani's really random rambling reviews. With me, Rita Ramnani, obviously. So here we go with today's film. So a film set in the not-too-distant future involves lots of stuff which can only be watched in 3D. Remember when films in 3D were a novelty and involved a shark attacking aquariums, like in Jaws 3D? That was a great film, still well underrated. Anyway, back to today's film. You ever seen Pocahontas? Fern Gully? Well, this is similar, only it's shot in 3D. Like, proper 3D. None of that back of a comic, red, blue glasses 3D. That was around in the 80s. This is in-your-face 3D. I took my friend Helen to watch this film, and after we came out, she turned to me and said, I wish life was in 3D. Oh, bless. She's a little dim. She once thought the Blair Witch Project was about Tony Blair's wife. Anyway, so today's film, it has aliens and people in jungles. Apparently, Adam isn't a fan of this film, but then again, who is he to judge? So what film is it?
Well, that was a damn sight easier than last week.
Yeah.
Did you find last week really difficult?
Last week was tricky until Ash said
last week was
a couple
simple.
Of clues. No, Ash got last week, I didn't.
You numpty!
everyone said, turn your fucking mics on.
And then whose one was left on?
I turned mine on so I was talking. Because, you know what? I would not have turned that on if I wasn't listening. Because I heard myself in the background going,
you heard yourself in the background.
Myself in the background again.
Right, I think we need to bring this podcast to a
sort of conclusion.
End. Yes.
We've done four bottles of wine.
And we've been going on for well over an hour, so quite frankly.
We haven't.
Really?
Mate, come on. We just read them on these really random, random.
No, this is a good feature. But quite frankly, the Pocahontas thing gave it to me.
Right,
and the whole 3D thing, because quite frankly, we've had this conversation in previous podcasts. Because I said, I hate that film. It's wank.
It's alright, well, sorry, brief. We all know it's Smurfs 3D.
Yes.
So, let it go.
Smurfs?
Yeah.
I thought it was Free Willy.
Or Free Will.
Free Will.
Mm. Yeah, no one will.
Scourge of all mankind.
No one will ever free me.
So, alright, what is it, Will?
I think it's Atavar.
Ash, what is it?
Atavar, yes, definitely. Atavar.
Is that near Qatar?
Yeah. I would actually try and just
southeast
those words slightly and say Avatar.
What about you, Marcus?
I'm still going with Smurfs 3D. Or Revenge of the Smurfs.
Okay.
Revenge of the Smurfs. Anal Dominion.
I hadn't thought of Revenge of the Smurfs.
Yeah, Smurfs 3D 7.
That's when Gargamel comes back.
Smurful Dominion.
Okay, Rita, what was the film?
Today's film is the James Cameron blockbuster, Avatar.
Well done, Will. It was Avatar. Well done, Ash. And it wasn't Smurfs 3D.
Marcus, so you're a wanker.
Oh, come on. They're blue, wanker. They're annoying. It's the fucking Smurfs.
The blue, they're annoying. Oh, is that blue?
But they have chef's hats.
Oh, that's Gordon Ramsay.
The Smurfs have little chef's hats.
Oh, I thought you meant the Avatars. I got confused. Oh.
I'm not a fan of Avatars.
I don't care either way, to be honest. They're both in the cupboard.
Next feature.
Let's move on.
The Oddcast Podcast UK. The podcast that makes you want to eat your own shit.
Cut. Is that like, should we invite Rita in to do some segmentate?
Rita, you may
definitely
come
in. Okay. Okay, are you ready for today's Rita Van Narnia's Really Random Rambling Reviews?
Yes.
Yes,
we are.
Here we go.
Hey there, it's Rita Amnani here, and it's time for another great edition of Rita Amnani's Really Random Rambling Reviews. With me, Rita Amnani, obviously. So here is today's film. Another 80s film where the entire film is set in a really cold place. Don't you find that films set in a really cold place make you really cold? I remember once when I went to the cinema to see Titanic, and the bit where they all end up in the freezing cold water, I got a massive chill and got really cold. But I was then told the fire exit door was open and there was a draft coming in and I was only wearing a t-shirt and didn't have my jumper. But anyway, this film set in a cold place and written by the creator of a 70s slasher film. In this film, something is attacking people one by one, and even in one scene, they kind of break in two and look like a massive dog thing. Even though it's not really a dog, just something that looks like a dog and continues to attack people. The film is pretty scary. So what movie am I talking about?
Okay. Rita Ramnani's Really Random Rambling Reviews there.
I think I might have this one.
You reckon?
Yeah. So let's get Ash.
Maybe.
I haven't got a bloody clue.
I can tell by your expression.
Yeah. Alright, so it's set in a cold place.
It's set in a very cold place.
Yeah.
A very, very cold place.
Very, very, very cold place.
Uh-huh.
And she was watching Titanic because she got cold in the cinema once, but that's got nothing to do with the movie.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a rambling bit. And it's something that's going around killing people. And it turned into a massive dog thing, but it's not really a dog, just looks like a dog thing, but it's not actually really a dog. And it killed people, it was a really cold place.
And it was directed by someone who made the slasher movie.
Yeah, in a 70s slasher movie. So, you know, what is it? It could be anything. You know what I mean?
And I am really, really struggling on this one. I got the last one really easily.
Something's got to pop in your head, come on.
Something's got to pop into my head. I'm thinking of a snow beast or something. What year did she say it was?
Didn't say
it was in the 80s.
In the 80s.
Yeah, because
there's got to be something in the 80s.
Which narrows it down.
Buggered my thing slightly.
It's definitely bugging. Definitely.
Everything buggers my thing slightly. The only thing.
The only thing that I thought of,
which was actually probably 79, possibly, was the cold scene in the Star Wars film.
Is there a cold thing in the Star Wars film?
Yeah, is it
cold?
Yeah,
is it cold?
Yeah, when they were on that moon thing.
That moon thing?
They were on the cold, icy moon thing with the big monster thing that was trying to rip Luke's arm off and with all the that thing. Kind of crap. And he got stuck in the other thing that did the other thing. So I'm going to have to say Empire Strikes Back.
Empire Strikes Back. So,
and he said so many, definitely
so
not.
Many things. He went for so many things there, and he come up with a that.
I'm trying to skewer an olive.
If I'm wrong, I appear to be laughing like a mental, but I'm going to guess the thing.
You think it's the thing?
Yes.
I've never seen that.
You haven't seen the thing?
No. Nor have I, but I know it's set in the ice, and I know Rita emphasised the word thing on something, and that's all I'm going by.
No, I was just saying the thing, lots. He was saying the thing as well. I now get it.
Let's see. Let's see what the film is.
Today's film was The Thing. Come on, you must have got something from that.
The Thing.
Quagga. Sorry, Rita, even though I was saying thing an awful lot, it still didn't even click.
Fuck me, I enjoyed that.
Thing click.
You must have got some thing from that.
No.
It was so funny watching you keep saying thing. He's like, oh, just thing, moon thing, thing, thing. And I kept saying, oh, you must have got something. You're like, yeah, thing and thing. Empire Strikes Back.
Smooth.
Operator.
Pretty smooth.
The Oddcast Podcast UK. The podcast that gives you gas.
Cut.
Really?
Bring back your city. Listen to them.
Is that what Bane sounds like?
You haven't seen Batman, have you? Okay.
Sounds like a Batman.
Jack Nicholson was brilliant.
Yeah. And Pee-wee Herman.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, are you ready for a bit of Rita?
Yes, should we get always. Rita involved? A little bit of Rita.
Rita on the side.
Okay. Bit of Rita of Anani's really random rambling review.
Fuck yeah.
Here we go.
Okay, so here I am again. It's time for more Rita Amnani's really random rambling reviews. With me, Rita Amnani, obviously. So here is today's film. So today's film is something that involves a product we all use. Even Will, even though he says he doesn't. This film is all about how some kid decided to do something on the computer and make millions. My friend Helen uses it far too much. I've actually had to block her because she kept sending me requests to plant stuff on her farm. It's too much. So anyway, this film, it's obvious what it is.
Okay. So she's got a friend that keeps pestering her. Thank you, Rhea. So, come on. Any ideas?
It's a product about porn, isn't it?
It's a product that Will uses.
It's a KY jelly film.
High five that.
Nice.
That's a weak high five. That was a really good. Hey, do a
that beginning you were fucking shite.
That was like a high two.
See, you didn't even move your hand. You were relying on me.
I'm not that person. You know when you go to shake someone's hand, I don't ever extend.
It's the limp hand shake when you reach across and just don't move your fingers.
You don't move your hand out further than theirs because you've got control.
One of the things we do Aikido.
Yeah.
And now and again we've gone to these courses. So when I say we, I mean me and Ash and also the wife. But we've gone to these courses, and I remember one of the fairly senior instructors, John Jenkins.
Mm.
He's a fucking mentor, the smiling assassin.
He's wonderful.
But he did this session on how to defend against an overly aggressive handshake. So if someone goes in and starts squeezing your hand and being too much, it's how to then floor the fuckers from that point. And that was brilliant. Nice. I liked that a lot. But it's The Social Network.
Yes.
So Rita Remlin is really random rambling reviews. You're saying he's The Social Network.
It didn't ramble nearly as much as it should have done. To me, it was crystal clear.
It was done on the first comment, but... Well, the second comment after Will uses this product.
Kind of got but she recorded that one in a bit of a hurry. She was too busy playing on Facebook and she was like, oh, is there some film about blah, 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 blah. Yeah, move on.
Was she on her farm?
Yeah, she's having a go with her friend Helen.
Well, they say video games affect people's perception of reality, but if that's the case, then a lot of Facebook users would be farmers.
And I would have shot a hell of a lot of people. Or maybe decapitated a few with a small samurai.
The amount of midgets I would have shot in the face with an acid-powered gun. Unbelievable.
Ooh. Okay, should we find out what the film was then? See if you're right.
Yes.
Why not?
Today's film was The Social Network. Like? Oh, and Adam, please stop poking me.
You poked her?
The annoying thing is, I was going for a poke joke right up until that point.
Would you?
Something about poking Rita, but she's kind of clearly beaten us to it.
Well, no. Adam has beaten us to it.
My poker.
Yeah.
Poker you poked
face.
Her with your poker. Poker.
So yeah, so thank you.
You know you long if you want to.
So the film was The Unsocial Network. And thank you, Rita. If you
thank you, Rita. But that one was too easy.
Yes.
Yeah, maybe make them harder next time.
It wasn't like the thing. Too thing, thing,
yeah, thing we didn't have thing, any thing from Ash like in the last episode.
That was lame.
If you want to follow Rita, you can on Twitter at Rita Ramnani. Also check her IMDb page out, and you'll probably be able to find her all around the internet on loads of different movies.
Awesome.
Yeah, so all around the internet. But, you know,
she's a genuine actress, so it's not like she's just...
Oh, yeah. That's the wonderful thing. We've got, like, this genuine actress involved with us, a bunch of rank amateurs.
Like, she slags us off at the beginning of the podcast and at the end, and now me in the middle. So she's everywhere. She pops up and calls me names and everything. But she's a lovely girl. She's lovely.
But you just poke her.
I just end up poking her, yeah, and tweeting her.
The Oddcast Podcast UK. It's the podcast nobody likes.
Cut.
Should we do a bit of Rita Ramnani's really random rambling reviews?
Go for it.
Hello everyone, hope you're well. It's me, Rita Ramnani, here ready to do another fine edition of Rita Ramnani's really random rambling reviews. With me, Rita Ramnani, obviously. Okay, are you ready? Here we go. Now, lots of time travelling and apocalyptic goings on in this film. Robots coming from the future to change things in the past. It's all very sci-fi. The main guy in this film is pretty damn intimidating, and he's on the lookout for this one girl. He goes through a phone book to find her. Thinking about it, if they remade this film and set it in today's time, then I'm sure it'd be a lot easier to find the person he's looking for, as he could do a Google search or go on a social networking site to see if she's checked in somewhere. But that would probably make the film less intense. So anyway, the computers are fighting us. What film is it?
Thank you, Rita.
That was fucking easy.
It was a little bit easy, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's The Social Network.
It's the prequel to The Social Network, which is coming out next month. Because it's using the phone.
That's fucking George Lucas got to it again.
Yep, using the phone book.
Mm. So was it The Thing?
Not The Thing. I listened to that episode this afternoon. Oh my god, how fucking embarrassing.
It wasn't embarrassing, it was hilarious.
It was very funny.
I have not been in hysterics like that since, well, actually not that long ago, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. I have a funny life.
Things happen. I often look at Adam.
Enjoy myself.
Listen to me. What's going on?
No, look at.
Oh.
Yeah,
you clearly don't listen to me.
So,
I'm
robots coming from the future to change the past.
Chasing a girl.
Chasing a girl.
Would it be a certain Ms. Sarah Connor?
And would it be a certain sort of daunting robot that might look a little bit like a governor?
I need your wallet and the key to... What is it? I need your clothes, your wallet, and the key to your motorcycle.
And I need some girly sunglasses.
That was Terminator 3, wasn't it?
I think
I mentioned that on a previous one. Terminator 3. I think that was one of the early Star Watches, wasn't it? We did Arnie.
We did,
yeah. It's just putting, when he's gone into the leather bar, and it's all the gay blokes, and he steals it.
That's before he had to learn.
Talk to the hand.
I've got a feeling this is really the original Terminator with the phone book.
Yeah, one of two where Arnie is a bad guy. I think it was only two.
So, let's find out from a...
Just picking up on that. He was a bad guy in the first... Or do you mean one of two films in total?
One of two films in total.
Right, not one of two Terminator films.
Mr. Freeze.
Oh, of course, yes.
He's been a bad guy twice.
He's been a bad guy twice, and same to you with the two fingers in the fucking face.
Comes across well in audio.
Yep.
Okay, so, should we see whether you're right?
I wouldn't bother, I know I am.
Okay, let's see what Rita has to say about that.
Today's film is the Arnie classic Terminator. Wow, I'll be back. Yeah, okay, alright. That was a better impression than Adam's, at least, okay?
I'd just like to say thank you, Rita. Your Arnie impression pretty much made me spit beer over my double glazing.
That was lovely. That had me in stitches when she said that. I did tell her, try to do an Arnie impression. Didn't think she would. And when I got that, especially the la 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 la,
sounds just like you do.
Do you think that's a better impression than me?
Are you saying Rita is too serious an actor to stoop to an Arnie impression? You know, she's above these things.
She's a thespian.
Oh, is she? I thought she was married. Wow, you both laughed at one of the oldest jokes ever.
That's the way you said it.
I mean, have we recently said? I mean, there will be people who've come in recently have no idea who Rita is, because we spoke to her over the Strippers versus Werewolves thing.
Yeah,
but you know, you've not really explained who Rita is recently.
Well, I've told people, you can go follow her on Twitter at Rita Ramnani. You can also go find her IMDb page. She's the only Rita Ramnani out there.
Yes, there's not a whole lot of them.
She's a British actress. She's an up and comer. She's been in plenty of movies, plenty of British gritty movies. She's in White Collar Hooligan, Strippers versus Werewolves, it's Airborne with Mark Hamill. There you go. She's going to be in White Collar Hooligan 2.
Ah, the return of the White Collar Hooligan.
Yeah.
Didn't he get beaten up in the first one?
You just create titles. She's also in a film called The Warning, which has come out
the White Collar Hooligan Strikes Back.
Return of the White Collar Hooligan.
That's what I said previously.
Yeah, I know, but I was just carrying on. Attack of the White Collar Hooligan. Revenge of the White Collar Hooligan.
A new White Collar Hooligan.
The Hope of the White Collar Hooligan.
White Collar Hooligan 6.
But no, she's a good friend of the podcast. Thanks.
I thought I'd just put in one that's more likely to come out.
Oh, welcome to the creative mind of Ash.
But no, she's a friend of the podcast now. She's a friend of mine. I speak to her quite a bit. And
she's awesome.
The people she works with, like, they all sort of work together in the same films, and they each help promote, which I didn't help promote. Like, I did a GBH movie special podcast not too long ago.
Yep.
When I got sent a DVD, he said, "Do you want to watch it and review it?" I was like, "Yeah, why not?" And I did it. So,
I've not listened.
No, you don't anyway. It doesn't really matter.
No, it doesn't bother me saying that.
But no, she's good actress, up and coming. She's really good. And check her out. I get a lot of people go, "Who's Rita then? Who's this Rita?"
Yeah, but you never mentioned it on the podcast. I just thought I'd raise the subject.
Okay.
But I think Ash had something he wanted to say. Can he remember what it is?
No.
Of course he doesn't.
The Oddcast Podcast UK. A podcast that makes you feel like you're on a constant period.
Ah, oh, no, cut. Okay, what's next?
Something, please.
Yui.
All right, should we get Rita in to do some rambling?
Go, Rita.
Yeah.
Go, Rita, go. Go, Rita, go. Okay, some Rita Ramnani's really random rambling reviews.
Hello, listeners of the Oddcast podcast. It's me, Rita Ramnani, and I'm here again for some Rita Ramnani's really random rambling reviews. With me, Rita Ramnani, obviously. Okay, let's go. Now today's film is a beautiful Oscar-winning movie from the late 90s. It's a film all about life in suburbia. Don't you love films that are about people's lives? It really draws you in and you feel as if you were there in their house watching it all unfold. I remember once when my friend Helen told me she used to live with her friend Sally and her boyfriend Dave, and they acted as if she wasn't even there and would argue and go about their daily life and problems right in front of her, as if she didn't exist. She said it was like watching a really intense reality TV show. Like, a bit awkward. But anyway, this film had a scene with a plastic bag in the wind, and it was beautiful. So what is today's film?
Thank you, Risa. Bit awkward. I like the way she said that. Yeah, so, Will, you're looking at me as if you got that straight off.
I think I did. I could be wrong. Okay.
Ash... Did you get anything from that?
I didn't get anything from that.
Because it was not the thing.
I thought there were some beautiful references there.
Yeah?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I thought there were some beautiful references. And now you've just said that. You've confirmed what I thought it was going to be.
And, okay, shall we go for Ash's guess?
Yeah, what do you reckon it is?
So I think there's a lot of rose petals involved in
in
this kind of film, and
we're getting a bit spaceyed out here.
Yes. Very Kevin'd.
Yeah. Bit American.
Very Kevin'd.
I've been Kevin'd.
Very Kevin.
Yeah. So I think we're agreed it's going to be American Beauty.
Yep.
You going with American Beauty?
Yep. Yeah.
Sam Mendes is American Beauty? Okay, let's find out.
Today's film is American Beauty.
Well done, yeah. American Beauty. That was easy.
Yeah, come on, Rita. Come on, you can challenge us next time.
You reckon?
Well,
as long as he's not got something about things.
Well, there's not been one where none of us have got it, but there have been a couple where we wouldn't have got it without the other's references, let's face it.
It's the eyes and the look in while we're actually listening, because we do listen to it just literally as it's played out to you guys as well.
It's quite refreshing.
That's true.
Yeah, and I mean, Will went straight away, his head went back, and it's just, and then
on the
nodding.
Word beauty.
And
beautiful.
And it was just sort of me sitting there with my tongue sticking out, thinking...
Which he always does. What
the fuck is this?
That's about him listening to Rita.
It's my...
It is a sexy episode, so you're allowed to get away with that, I think.
Exactly.
He's got his tongue sitting out and he's waiting for Rita.
I just loved her little rambles about her friend Helen. I'm starting to like her friend Helen.
I think she sounds kind of interesting.
By the way, Helen.
A bit awkward.
A bit quirky.
Helen, I'm single.
Yeah? Do you think Helen exists?
I have no idea! But it's worth a go, isn't it?
She'll have a lot in common with a lot of his exes.
They don't exist. They don't talk.
Fuck you!
Okay, moving on.
Okay, yeah. So that was Revamp Nani's really random rambling reviews. Will want to be a lot harder.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah?
I think hard.
Ramble more.
The Oddcast Podcast UK, a podcast hosted by Adam Barker.
Is that it?
The biggest prick in Essex.
Cut. Right, guess the movie you're done. Should we let Rita take over for a bit? You can do a Rita Ramnani's really random rambling reviews.
Why not?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. Rita, take it away.
Greetings, one and all. It's me, Rita Ramnani, and it's time for another exciting edition of Rita Ramnani's really random rambling reviews with me, Rita Ramnani. Obviously. Okay, here we go again. Right, this film is set in a... Wait, hang on a minute. Cut the music for a second. Okay, I have to say something first. For the past few episodes, a certain person on the podcast has been complaining about how easy these rambling reviews are. Yes, Will, I'm talking to you. Apparently, you don't think these reviews are hard enough to guess. Obviously, Ash has found them difficult, but that's not surprising, really. But all I've heard from you, Will, is moaning.
So today's rambling review is for you and you only. Ash is excused from this one. So I want you to guess this film by yourself, okay? Okay, restart the music, please. Okay, this film has people in it, and they speak. There you go, smart ass. What film is it?
Okay.
I got it.
So, Will, you've upset her.
Yeah. Star Wars Episode 4, A New Hope.
How did you get to that?
It's got people in it, and they speak.
Well, what were the clues that she gave you like that really made you think, that's definitely
the answer? She used the Jedi mind trick.
Oh, did she now?
Yeah.
Okay. So, you, Ash, you're happy not to play, yeah? You're happy,
I'm happy not to play, but I was just thinking JFK for some reason.
Marcus, any thoughts?
I have no idea. I thought she said feet rather than speak, so I was thinking happy feet, and I've realised they're not people, they're penguins.
They don't
so
talk.
Then I thought I'd shut up. There's my 2 cents
worth. You get that clue and then you pick a film with no people in.
I know! It's a good job I'm not here every time, isn't it?
I think you'd rather you was here every time, just so good. All right, who knows? But, so Will, are you going to apologise to Rita for moaning?
No, I'm no.
No?
No, I like the challenge.
Smart,
but Star Wars.
Yeah. Yeah? You're going to go with Star Wars, is it?
Totally.
Yeah? Okay. yeah, Rita, tell us what the film is.
Today's film was The Shawshank Redemption. Obviously. Okay, now is the moaning going to stop?
Wah.
The Shawshank Redemption.
I was pretty fucking close.
Yeah, yeah? You were.
Yeah.
How?
Both got a black guy in them.
With a distinctive voice.
Yes.
And a white guy whose destiny is screwed up.
And slightly formless.
Yes.
They both
from the first time I saw Luke, I knew he was fucked.
And they all,
like, I knew he was my son.
And they end up in a pile of shit.
And there's Jar Jar Binks. Hang on.
That is a pile of shit.
you said Episode 4, didn't you? New Hope.
Yeah. Yeah. So they blast their way. They blast their way into the pile of shit. He calls the retriever shit.
Whenever Will gets saying it wrong, he just sort of just looks at me off mic and just goes, shh. Let's talk. Stop.
That never happened.
I'll sort you out later.
Yeah. Fucking hell, I've done them both.
Jesus.
Good twins, were they, Adam?
So you just had 2 pints of pure caffeine.
Yeah. And I'm still feeling like shit.
Yeah, you look it as well.
Do I?
Yeah.
Do I look like I'm struggling a little
bit? Oh, no, you don't look any different to usual.
I just thought I'd tell you, 2 things are either going to happen. You're either going to suddenly get very happy or you're going to have a heart attack.
Well, either way it's going to be entertaining, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
You could have a happy heart attack.
Yeah.
What would that be, a strangle wink?
Well, that's how Lady Caradine went, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, yeah, thank you, Rita, for doing that. That's pretty easy, I thought. It's obvious, I thought.
But, yeah.
Yeah, go and follow Rita on Twitter at Rita Ramnani. Check out her IMDb page and keep up to date with all the movies she's in.
Oh, yeah.
The Oddcast Podcast UK. The podcast that... makes me happy.
What? No, cut. Found on my computer a lost episode of Rita Ramnani's really random rambling reviews.
At least it wasn't up his arse.
It might have been, that's why it's so hard to find.
Or when you say lost, you don't mean like it had sort of torn the space-time continuum and travelled in time and gotten really boring after a couple of episodes.
Yeah, it travelled through space and time and got directed by J.J. Abrams.
Back to you at age 13.
Yeah, back to me at age 13. But no, yeah, I found it.
Cool.
It was one episode we never got to do.
I've missed this feature.
Back in last year. So I'm doing hand moves now. Last year, as I say, last year was point behind you. Yeah. Last year, like yesterday.
So if you turn round, do you then have to point in a totally different direction?
Yes.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's confusing.
It is, isn't it? It's like saying, where are you going? I'm going north, and you just point forward. And then you turn around, where are you going? I'm going north, and point it forward.
Apparently there's Australian Aboriginal tribes who have no concept of, something like, no concept of left or right. It's all sort of north and south, or in a different navigational term. So rather than, oh, that's on my left, and it's on your right, and it's like, that's northwest.
I like that fact.
Yeah,
so we go around to the
rate. Yeah. So we all know what we're ramming on is really random ramblings users.
We do indeed.
Yes.
Is she's going to discuss or she's going to explain a movie, and you've got to guess what it is. So here we go. Rita Ramnani's Really Random Rambling Views, the lost episode.
Awesome.
Hello there, Oddcast podcast listeners. It's me, Rita Ramnani, and it's time for the brilliant and award-winning... Yeah, it's won awards. No, it has. Shut up, it has, all right? It's time for another brilliant Rita Ramnani's Really Random Rambling Reviews with me, Rita Ramnani, obviously. Okay, time for today's film. Now this film is definitely of its time. I remember going to the cinema and watching this film with my friend Helen, who didn't understand it one bit. In fact, at one point, in the middle of the film, she went up to the manager to complain that the film was in the wrong order. I tried explaining it to her that it was all about narrative, but she wouldn't accept it. Helen can be stubborn sometimes. I once told her as a joke that her dress made her look like Susan Boyle, but she took it off and didn't speak to me for weeks. It was a mess. But anyway, back to the film. It's directed by a mastermind in its craft and has so many characters in it. I can't name them all, but it's an absolute classic of a film. Fact. So, what film is it?
Oh! I want to know what happened to Helen and taking her dress off.
In the middle of the cinema.
I want to know if Helen's hot.
I'm going to say she is.
Yeah. You sure she's not going to be like Rita's frumpy mate?
No. I reckon Rita only goes...
Big floral dresses and, you know.
Rita only knows really nice, good-looking women, I think.
Yeah.
Mm. Not Amazonian women. It's like if you get landed on that island and it's just full of women.
Well, the Lost Island. Fit.
Basically, most islands in most films, to be honest. We do not have ugly people here. No. They only exist in cinema audiences.
Only ugly people watch movies. Don't star in them.
Mm.
So, yeah. But yeah, there you go, the lost episode.
Sorry, is that why you watch so many films? I can't take it, but damn, I can give it out.
Will's back.
I'm actually quite stumped on this one. When she said it was in the wrong order, I had a film in mind, but I'm not really certain that the rest of the clues line up. My guess was Memento.
That was what I was thinking.
What's Memento? Oh, the one where
it's totally backwards all the way through.
It is backwards.
But she kept saying back. Backwards. She kept saying back as one of the right at the end.
Yeah. Did she?
Yeah.
I mean, that's my guess. But
maybe it's Back to the Future.
Yeah, but that's not in the wrong order.
No, that's not in the wrong order.
It is, because you're going back in time.
No, that's too.
Yeah,
no, too.
Adam wrote this thing for Rita to read out.
No, I didn't. I never give her anything. She just read it all off her own back.
Because the only other thing that I'm thinking of was what we mentioned earlier with Pulp Fiction.
Because
that jumps around a bit.
I think that's a great act. Yeah, it does.
Because it doesn't
fucking
shoot
make a difference.
Vincent right at the.
That's true. That is true.
I reckon you might have it.
But yeah, it started off as Memento, but it then moved into Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction.
Fiction chicken.
All right. I was going to ask her, Sarita, what film she was rambling on about then.
Today's film was Tarantino's Pulp Fiction. Royale with cheese. Oh.
I got one! Yes! You got the last ever one!
I bet she wants to do any more, I don't know. It's up to
her.
The good fun.
No. Winner takes all.
That's it!
I'm done.
I don't care about the hand movements. He's doing both arms in the air.
The Oddcast Podcast UK. A show that makes sawing off your right arm seem more appealing.
No. Cut. So that was it. Rita Ramnani's Really Random Rambling Review Marathon. So we could call it. It was like every single one she's done. Even the lost episode, which we brought back not too long ago.
Yeah.
But we are 93 episodes in now on the Oddcast podcast.
Does it feel like you've done 93?
It does, actually.
I feel like you've done
It didn't.
94.
It feels like I've done 92.
Oh, right.
It, looking back at some of them, I'm like, bloody hell, I don't remember doing that episode. Especially when I go back to like episodes in the 30s and the 40s.
Mm-hmm.
Not the years.
Wasn't, oh, but
wasn't around then.
No, no,
but
no.
When we did that episode 35, for mm-hmm. instance, I think Ash joined in episode 34.
Mm-hmm.
And just listening back, I was like, oh my God. Sound quality aside,
yeah.
You know.
Has it changed?
But it has. The format's changed. The banter's changed. The way, like, Will
don't
and Ash.
Don't say use the word banter.
What?
I hate the word banter.
Well, I love the word banter.
Do you?
Banter's one of my favourite words. I use it all the time. I love a bit of banter.
You're a cunt.
But we've already proved, like, Will and Ash actually kind of feel more comfortable on the mic now.
Yeah.
And it's taken me a while.
Mm-hmm.
I listened back to early episodes and I didn't know what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of still don't know what I'm doing. Yeah. I'm still learning.
Still learning,
it's
yeah.
It's all
yeah.
fun.
Mm-hmm. You're going to
write
a book.
Same as you. You got better. Mm. I mean, I'm not saying you were bad, but you've got on long.
I've always been bad.
I remember, no, there's a point now. Certain people could only podcast drunk.
Yeah.
Now you can podcast sober.
Yeah, but I really, really, really want to drink.
But that's personal preference. Nicked, that's just because you're an alcoholic.
I just nicked a double whiskey in one gulp before I come round here.
Because you were recording? Don't yeah. say it's because you were recording.
Yeah.
Why are you nervous?
I'm not nervous. It's because I'm fucking hungover. I need to sharpen up. I fucking nicked that. Nearly puked all over the fucking stove.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
So there we go. So I hope you enjoyed the marathon of Rita Ramnani's Really Random Ram Reviews. Follow her on Twitter at Rita Ramnani. And I apologise to anybody who said, I've heard this shit before. Well, why are you still listening now? Because yep. surely you would have just stopped listening and yep. waited for the next episode to come out.
Yeah. We but told hey, you what it's going to be about.
But if this is like your first, if this was your first episode listening, please go back and listen to maybe 4 episodes back and listen to an actual show. Because these are specials.
Mm-hmm.
Or stay tuned for next week when me, Ash and Will will be back for another Oddcast podcast comedy banter show. Billy.
Fuck off.
And also go and check out all the other podcasts on the Barker Podcast Collection, including MovieCon with Ash and Marcus.
Which new
I
one
think,
out?
I think there are some out now. I think they've been released.
Yeah.
I think Police Academy's up there and possibly Iron Man. I can't be sure. I can't keep up, like, because I'm supposed to be helping them out doing it, but I keep forgetting.
You are. You're a bit of a shit mate, to be honest.
Oi, fuck off, Bill. And also, you can check out It's Not Soccer, which is mine and Billy's podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Billy's awake now. He was about to fall asleep. He's like, I don't care about anyone apart from me! So sell the podcast, Bill. What's it about?
It's 50p. Sold.
Yeah? If people want to pay 50p to listen, I'd more than happy to take 50p to listen.
Yeah, yeah.
Per episode.
I'm not paying people to listen. I mean, we're saying people have to pay to listen.
Yeah, we're selling it to them.
Yeah.
But what's it about?
It's Not Soccer podcast. We sit there and we talk, we sort of brush across sports, really. You know, just sports related news, whatever's going on at the present time. I think we dig a lot of people out. We like to say John Terry's a bit of a cunt. I like to say that a lot. I do like to say that a lot.
It's Billy's excuse. Billy's like, there's a lot of bloggers out there that like to write stuff and call people out on it. But Billy just likes to sit on a podcast and just call everybody the C word.
Yeah. I like the C. Oh, why are you saying the C word?
Because it's not, it's the cunt word.
Yeah, the cunt word.
Billy thought I'd change it. We thought, oh, is this a family show?
Yeah. Why not yeah. The C word. Tone it down a little bit, Bill. God damn. Say the C word.
Yeah, you can catch that. That's out every week.
Yeah.
And it's
yeah.
short.
Put one in that. Yeah.
Half hour. We like that.
Mm-hmm.
We like to be in and out.
In and out. In and out. In and out. In and out. Oh.
There you go. So if you listen to the Oddcast and you think, oh, I want another podcast to listen to, and I like the voice of Adam. There's some ladies out there that like my voice.
Yeah, but Billy sounds a bit droll-y though.
There's a lot of people out there that don't like my voice.
Yeah.
But there's people that do.
Fuck them, they're cunts.
Yeah. But yeah, you go and listen to that as well. It's Not Soccer. And if you don't like sports, you may just be surprised how entertaining it can be. So this is what we've got to do. We've got to sell.
That's it. We brush across like sports just to have like a basis, something to talk about. We talk about other stuff. I think people have to come and find it out, really, to get a real taste for it. We've made 20 of them. We've done 20.
Maybe more.
We're in
the 20s, but we never know with Billy.
No. Every night around the corner, I'd much ditch it and run, man.
Yeah, I'll have a new co-host. It'd be someone else. But.
You're not going to let me live that down, are you?
No, not until I know.
I knew what I was doing. Well, it was all planned because the Oddcast is now doing very well. You've got MovieCom, Marcus. Okay, that was another project that we started on, and it's not soccer. So you kept the Oddcast, started up another two. Now you've got someone else doing that one, and we're doing this one. It's all worked out, you know, hunky-dory.
So really, you are the whole basis of the Barker Podcast collection.
Yeah, I like to think that I'm the brains behind the operation.
We're like Pinky in the brain.
Yeah, I do it without you knowing.
Yeah, you are.
And I do it without me knowing as well. I'm like, shit, look at all this fucking awesome stuff I've just created from from not wanting to do it.
All right, so yeah, thank you for listening to episode 93 of the Oddcast Podcast UK. It's been different, and please come back for 94, where we're moving to the home stretch to get to 100.
Yep.
Yeah, nice ride.
Mm. Ooh, nice and smooth.
Nice, and we'll have some special guests maybe. Or yeah, some special treats signed
some
up.
Treats.
Or I could be completely fucking lying and we could be talking about absolute shit for 6 episodes. Who knows?
Mm.
So there we go. Okay, so this has been the Oddcast Podcast. I've been Adam.
I've been Billy.
So follow me at Barker Podcast, follow Billy at
Barlow66.
And follow Rita Ramnani at Rita Ramnani. And go and watch her film, White Collar Hooligan 2, England Away.
And I'm right on the move again. Going for my dreams, I ain't stop pursuing them. Now that I'm winning, I'll never lose again. And now they're calling me a white collar hooligan. I'm a white collar hooligan. I'm a white collar hooligan. I'm a white collar hooligan. And now they're calling me a white collar hooligan. I'm a Londoner, yeah, we love life. Fire mash, football, pub fights. Fist bottles, guns, knives. Grey skies and a lack of any sunshine. But we went in without till we done crime. Cause the power's got us slipping in corrupt time. So now we about to uprise. Cause the anger done rise as the love died. Now we on it, who's gonna back it? In a hooligan man state like, let's have it. Trying to get the money in and stack it. Done the drug thing, profiting off money's got a habit. Now we get the jeeps in, put it onto plastic. Emptying accounts that ain't different what the banks did. Now these times getting drastic. So we worldwide hustling on route to standstill. I get in, get out and I'm right on the move again. Going for my dreams, I ain't still pursuing them. Now that I'm winning, I'll never lose again. And now they're calling me a white collar hooligan. A white collar hooligan. A white collar hooligan. A white collar hooligan. And now they're calling me a white collar hooligan. They're trying to put an Englishman away. Now I'm on a plane, I'm an Englishman away. Me, I'm on the move, can't sit around and stay. Trying to reach Europe and flip out on the stage. Been around from day, now I'm trying to change. Looking at my life, wonder how it's still the same. How? From the days, flipping out the powder or the grade. Looking for a new route, now it's to escape. When they clean slate, I'll begin. But I ain't on the 9 to 5, it seems signing in. No one fed up on the road where the sirens sing. And the light has been, got my mind firing. Take a closer look at the guy within. Trying to keep myself in check like a magazine. But I ain't trying to lose, no, fam, I'm a win. So for now I'm still stuck here living in a life of sin. I get in, get out and I'm right on the move again. Going for my dreams, I ain't still pursuing them. Now that I'm winning, I'll never lose again. And now they're calling me a white collar hooligan. A white collar hooligan. A white collar hooligan. A white collar hooligan. And now they're calling me a white collar hooligan.
A white collar hooligan. A white collar hooligan. A white collar hooligan. And now they're calling me a white collar hooligan.
Oddcast Podcast UK
The podcast nobody is listening to. Hashtag not listening.
Right, tell her where to find us.
Alright. Go to www.barkerpodcasts.webs.com or thepodgodsnetwork.com to listen to all the podcasts.
Read the rest.
I am bloody reading it. Also find it on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Simply type in the Oddcast Podcast UK. Okay, can I go now?
And that's a wrap. Good job, Rita.
Fuck off, Adam.
Are you ready, Power Guy listeners?
The world of podcasting just got bigger. PodGods Network brings to you The Gods of Pod.